Saskatchewan. It's time to talk sports. The all-new Sports Cage is on the air. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll free 1-866-767-0620. And we're always online at sportscage.com. 620 CKRM.
Saskatchewan, it is the all-new Sports Cage, and we are the home of Rough Rider Training Camp. It is here, and it is real. Welcome to the show on this Wednesday, May 8th. Barney Shankaruk here in the big studio in Regina, up in Saskatoon. Derek Bidwell Colson doing everything fancy on the board over there, and we are going to be joined in moments by the new voice of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. It is a jam-packed show, as you would suspect. On the first day of rider training camp, we are going to have a lot of training camp coverage with Dave and the team up in Saskatoon. How about a little Hall of Fame action with Weston Dressler joining the Sports Cage today? Hockey fans, don't fret. We got Eric Francis joining us to talk about the NHL playoffs last night in Saskatoon. 14,000-ish people watching another overtime game between the Moose Jaw Warriors and Saskatoon Blades. Moose Jaw pulls it out. Head coach of those Moose Jaw Warriors, Mark O'Leary, going to join us. Also, the Melfort Mustangs are heading to the Centennial Cup, the National Junior A Championship. We talk to them later in the show, and some baseball news. But off the hop, let's go. It is the training camp report for Souls Harbor Rescue Mission in Regina, showing compassion and kindness to our neighbors in need. For more information or to donate, see shrmsk.ca today. Dave Thomas is joining us, and Dave, a nice day training camp wise. I know a lot of the guys seeding out there, and girls seeding out there right now. They're kind of getting back into the field. The rain has stopped. It looked really nice up in Saskatoon, my man.
It was like not raining for the first time in 3 out of 4 days here in Saskatoon. And it was temperatures like it's 21 degrees in Saskatoon right now. It was a little bit windy this morning when the players were on the field, but temperatures were nearing 20, so it wasn't bad. The weather, by the way, brought to you by Quality Tire with 9 locations across Saskatchewan, qualitytire.ca. And it looks like, Barney, the temperatures are going to be like in the 20s for the remainder of rookie camp this week, even into main camp, which of course opens on Sunday.
That is perfect weather when you're out there running, and no back sweat, right? With that, that's just a nice comfy bidsy, you know that, right? Is your training days from the hilltops probably, yeah. perfect temperature, that 20 degrees. All right, also brought to you by Quality Tire, 9 locations across Saskatchewan. Dave, who was your breakout play of the day?
Well, you know what? It was interesting the way that the players came out. And first and foremost, the first surprise that we had at camp today under new head coach Corey Mace was the fact that the teams switched colors. The offense is going to be practicing in green this year, and then the defense is going to be practicing in white. So that caught some attention early on, but boy, the players really worked hard trying to learn some of the nuances of the game, especially some of the new Americans that are up. Of course, there's an extra player on the field. The field's a little bit bigger. So they were working hard, and our breakout play of the day was a Saskatchewan Rough Rider newcomer that really is trying to make a statement. Because, well, we all know AJ Ouellette, right? He is going to get the majority of touches this season in the backfield for the Riders. So being able to add depth to that position is going to be big. And that's where Jerrion Ealy comes in, as he found himself a cutback lane, scampered for 25 yards before the whistle finally sounded. Otherwise, he would have ran all the way to the barns on the other side of campus. Mm-hmm. He was that wide open. It was a quality play. And guys, I had an opportunity to catch up with him after the workout was done and talk a little bit about his impressions on day one at camp.
I enjoyed it. The field's a little bigger. There's an extra man on the field, and the receivers are going forward before the ball is snapped. But other than that, I love it. I'm just great to be out here and get a feel of the game, and you know, it's great to be running around with the boys.
You were running around. You had some big runs when you found some holes, some big cutback lanes and opportunities as well. Tell me about your game and what makes you successful.
Just exploring the defense, getting out into space and using my speed and my quickness to my ability, and with a bigger field, and hey, ain't nothing but space and opportunity out there.
Ole Miss, you got a huge background behind you. How do you find your way to Saskatchewan and Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, from that kind of pedigree?
You know, football is a game where you go out and teams find you. You don't find teams. So, I mean, and that's how I ended up here. And I'm really excited about this opportunity that I have, you know. So I'm ready to get started.
So how do you make the most of that opportunity? What do you need to do to stand out?
Just to make the most of my the plays I'm in, and whenever I get the ball, it makes the most of my plays and my carries, and you know, be a better teammate without the ball than with the ball. So you know, just try to help the team win in any capacity I can.
You're a new guy coming into this team. There's also a new guy that's the head coach of this team. Your impressions of Coach Mace?
I love him. I mean, he's a very enthusiastic guy. He's a very competitive guy, and that's somebody I play and die for. So, I mean, he all right with me.
Well, we were all right with you. Heck of a day today. Congratulations on your first one. Let's keep it going through camp.
Yes, sir. All righty. Thank y'all. See y'all later.
So, yeah, he will see us all later, and that's kind of what he said to the linebackers and defensive backs. See y'all later, as he was running by him for a 25-plus yard scamper. Our breakout play of the day for Quality Tire, with 9 locations across Saskatchewan, qualitytire.ca. So, yeah, he had a great first impression at camp today, my friends.
You know what, Dave? Okay, so you talk about these guys coming, you know, from down south, and the bigger field. Now, I would suspect they're coming in knowing what they're dealing with and all that, but it is massive compared to an NFL field.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't want to say funny, because that's wrong, because that sounds negative. Mm-hmm. One of the most impactful moments, I thought, was when Catley Joseph, he's a defensive back that used to play for the Saskatchewan Huskies. He played halfback his entire time in U Sports. Well, they had him lined up at safety, and he was actually going ahead and helping out the corner and the half and the secondary as they were working on various alignments. And the one thing that they had to encounter was, okay, oh my gosh, there's this guy that's running before the ball has been snapped, and he's running all the way across the field.
Yeah. No.
So you can imagine what was going through his mind. But Catley Joseph did a nice job, the Husky, in going ahead and setting up his teammates.
It was years ago. I was living down in Flagstaff, Arizona, and there was a guy playing for the Lumberjacks, and he was talking about how his brother went up and played in the CFL, and he was receiver. And I was like, well, you know, the field's so much bigger, you know, the hash marks are different and all that. And I said, and like the end zones are massive compared to the NFL. And he was like, yeah, you know what, man? He's like, my brother said he can run a post pattern from the 1 yard line. And I'm like, yeah, you can. Like it's absolutely different. So, so we're going to catch up with you again in hour two and then again in hour three. But first day for you, the one thing I wanted to ask about support. Was there a lot of Rider Nation there bright and early supporting?
Oh, absolutely. The fans come out from all over. And it's not just Saskatoon, right? It's mm-hmm. the northern part of the province. I saw someone from Langham, and then there was someone over from the Battle Fords and up in Melford area. So a pretty good turnout for day number one, especially when you go ahead and factor in that I don't think a lot of people expected the veterans like Trevor Harris to be on the field as much as they were today. So I think that caught people off guard. So there's going to be a good turnout for the rest of camp for sure.
Right on, Dave. All right, go grab a coffee, because you've been up since like 6 a.m. Have a little rest and appreciate the look at camp. The first time I'll have you back here in momentarily. That is Dave Thomas up in Saskatoon, the new voice of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And all of our rider training camp reports over the next week are brought to you by Souls Harbor Rescue Mission in Regina. Time for a break. You are listening to the home of Rough Rider Training Camp, the Sports Cage on 620 CKRM.
The all-new Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll-free 1-866-767-0620. 620 CKRM.
Our Rough Rider Training Camp reports brought to you by Souls Harbor Rescue Mission in Regina, showing compassion and kindness to our neighbors in need. For more information or to donate, see shrmsk.ca today. He's back, the new voice of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Dave Thomas, with us. And, okay, Dave, what did you and then probably some of the fans have your eyeballs on today?
We're in Saskatchewan, Barney. It was the quarterbacks. That's all we looked at, man. And, of course, everybody wanted to see Trevor Harris come out, see how he would react to some on-field activity. He did well, and all the veterans were there. Shea Patterson was there, Antonio Pipkin, Mason Fine all threw the ball. Eli Hettlinger, who is a part of the internship program with the CFL and U Sports, he was there from the University of Alberta, as well as the newcomer that was kind of our one to watch today for Quality Tire with 9 locations across Saskatchewan. You can see them at qualitytire.ca. That one to watch is newcomer quarterback from the NCAA ranks, played with Wisconsin, played with Notre Dame. That's Jack Cohn. And a lot of people were checking him out, seeing what he was all about today, and we had an opportunity to catch up with him after the workout and ask him about his thoughts on being a Saskatchewan Rough Rider.
It was awesome. It was a lot of fun to be out here with all the guys. I feel like I haven't played football in a really long time, so just being out here was a blast for me, and I feel like it went well.
Tell me about some of the adjustments, some of the things you've learned already just being up here for a short amount of time.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is just getting used to all the rule changes, you know, the bigger field, extra guy on the field, one less down, and the downhill motions are an adjustment for sure. So it's, for me, it's just learning the playbook as good as I can, and then getting the reps on the field, getting the mental reps when I'm not getting the reps, and just adjusting.
What is the biggest adjustment? Is it the field? Is it the extra guy? What's the one thing you need to contend with and master first?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of all those things. I don't know if it's one thing in particular. It's just getting the feel for everything. What are the windows like when I'm throwing? What is the rush like up here? The spacing on the field, everything like that. Just getting a feel for it.
How is timing? You mentioned you haven't played in a while.
How long
is it to get your timing back? How long does it take?
Yeah, I mean, I felt pretty good today. Obviously, we only had our first install in today, so we're just going to continue to keep adding more and more plays. So for me, it's just, you know, memorizing those as well as possible and trying to execute them as the playbook says.
You have big school pedigree behind your name. Is that an advantage coming in?
I think so. From everything I heard about Saskatchewan and the Rough Riders is it's a huge fan base out here, and they love the Riders, and you know, there's some sort of pressure to win. Everybody wants to win, get back to the winning ways, and I think I played at two big schools that had that pressure that they needed to win every single game. So I think that just helps me having that experience.
So what are you doing to go ahead and show the coaching staff that you're ready to take a step forward in that quarterback room?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just having whatever reps they give me and trying to make the most of them. Just trying to execute the playbook, as they say, and just giving as best effort as I can.
Now, Jack, there's a lot of quarterbacks in that quarterback room. What's it like working with, say, a guy like Trevor Harris, an established veteran in this league?
It's amazing. Trevor's an unbelievable dude, and he's my roommate here in the dorms, which helps out a ton. So just sort of learning his routine and the way he processes things and sees plays has been a huge help so far, and it's a great experience for me to be able to learn from a guy like him.
Now, you talked about the NCAA with Wisconsin and Notre Dame. How do you take the next step from that level to the pro game?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's just staying in the moment, not looking in the past or looking ahead, just being right here, right now, and really enjoying this moment and making the most out of every rep I get.
There you go. New quarterback.
Yeah.
Jack Cohn.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you like to be the roommate of Trevor Harris at camp?
You know what? That's where you shut your trap and you turn your ears on, right? Like you absolutely just take in as much as you can. Not only is that going to benefit you, but the coaches are going to see that too. And Trevor's going to tell them, you know, what you're like as well too. You just got to be a sponge of knowledge, I think, and realize the opportunity you have and do a lot more listening, less talking. And if you are talking, ask more questions.
And clean the microwave. If you're sharing a room, clean the microwave.
Yeah, if you're making pork missiles in the old mic. Hey, that's a strategic placement, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It was done with purpose, for sure, and intent. And you can hear how well or how much he has dived into that playbook. He looked very comfortable. Now, again, there were some times where you could see him at the wrong hash mark, right? Because there are the two sets of hash marks at Griffith Stadium, one for the U Sports and one for CFL. But again, you can tell that the guy's got talent, and head coach Corey Mace, one of the things he's talked about very openly is that we need to develop quarterbacks, and this could be the development project.
Yeah, they're going to get a lot of that for the next little while, right? This rookie camp is a little bit of that, right? You just guys like, hey, no. Over here. Come on now. You're close. Get over here. Just a little bit. Yeah. And then special teams as well, too. I notice that, too, whenever you attend camp, because especially punt cover. You know, guys are getting way too, because they're not respecting, as we heard, Weston Dressler was on the show a little bit earlier. There's one of the things that he really loved about returning punts in the CFL is that 5-yard halo, right? Of course, the no yards call and all that. But if you're returning the punt, you're loving that because it's obviously a little bit, you know, a little bit of pressure off your mind to just catch the ball, not worried about somebody trying to take your head off. So there's going to be a lot of them people getting used to these things.
Every year you watch it, it's not just the Riders game. You watch a CFL game and there's a guy that's kind of brought in. He's only been brought in a couple weeks and he's down on punt coverage and he totally forgets about the no yards.
Boom! Lights somebody up and you're like, Dave! And he hops up right away going, you know, thinking, oh, did I ever? And guys are like, yeah, way to go. That was awesome. Yeah, okay, yeah.
15.
Yeah, the other way.
If you go to sportscage.com, by the way, guys, you will see the entire rundown of the practice plan today from day one of rookie camp. Drill one, special teams one was the halo.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Teach him. Well, it, for two reasons, I think, because they got to find out about that rule, and also so nobody gets hurt.
But also, it's attention to detail.
Exactly.
Right?
Because I was just going to say that.
Natural instincts take over.
Yeah.
And who can have that attention to detail to be dialed in mentally, not only to do it physically at a full sprint. Like, they had the players run three at a time around what would equate to a tractor tire.
Yeah.
They had to run around it. So you do a full 360 around it, then you take off downfield. So you're a little disoriented. You have to observe the halo when you get there, and then you go ahead and complete the play.
Turn your brain on.
Yeah, well, think about it, right? You're so revved. You probably didn't get much sleep. You're so revved. First day of camp, and then, like Dave said, it's a mental thing. It's attention to detail. Can these guys think when they're revved, when they're in the moment? So there was a tractor tire.
Well, it looked like a tractor tire. Well, it was a Sasky foam thing.
That'd be Sasky, though.
Yeah, they brought one.
Quality tire drill of the day.
There you go.
There's a John Deere. The guy drove his John Deere on there.
No,
and
free
then
plugs for John Deere.
Okay, yeah. He drove his tractor onto what used to be the track around the football field at Griffith Stadium, and then he put it on blocks. They used it, then he put it back on, and he drove away. That would be the Sasky neighborly thing to do.
Yeah. What, so after day one, Dave, so tomorrow, how many, first off, I was going to ask you, do you know how many days have these guys been in the dorms? Like, when did they get in?
Moved in predominantly yesterday.
Wow.
Predominantly, yeah. 59 players. 59 rookies Quick. Are there. And of course, the veterans are going to report on the weekend. Their first workout goes on Sunday morning. So yeah, moving in and meeting new teammates and getting dialed in again. I don't know how much advance work goes on the playbook. There's obviously some before you arrive in Saskatchewan, but you can tell the guys that did and didn't do their homework for sure.
Figuring out where the mess hall is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're, you know, if you're like any of the rookies coming in, yeah, you're keeping your nose clean. Not like back in the day. I'd like to ask Suits, probably back in the day, you know, guys probably, we jetted out to some Sammy's Grape Escape place.
And I was going to say,
had a few.
Went over to the Patricia.
Or what was the bar on campus there called? For the longest time.
Well, it's always been Louis.
Louis, that's
still Louis. It's still Louis. It's actually still there.
Louis is still there.
Yeah, just in a different identity. It looks a little different now. It doesn't look like when you and I were there, but it's still downstairs. It's still downstairs. Same spot.
To be honest, I think I went into that place once. Dave, for you, we got about 40 seconds here.
Yep.
For you, it was a big day for you as well, right? Going to camp as the new voice of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. A few butterflies when you walked through those gates?
Oh, absolutely. And again, I was greeted with a member of the Riders team saying, hey, that's the new voice of the Riders. And the hair in my arm stood up. It was pretty cool.
They give you any swag?
No, not yet.
Well, yeah.
Put you to work right away. Hey, go see that tire over there? Go run that out.
Run around the 10-yard line. Make sure you stop 5 yards away.
Dave brought the tire. Don't kid yourself. Dave brought the tire. Didn't want to get into it. This kind of guy he is. Yeah.
Dave is back in the 5 o'clock hour with a little Corey Mace interview he did. It is the home of Rough Rider Training Camp, the Sports Cage on 620 CKRM.
If it's happening in sports in Saskatchewan, we've got it covered. The all-new Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll-free 1-866-767-0620. On your radio at 620 CKRM and online at sportscage.com.
Sasky, it's the all-new Sports Cage. It's Shank, it's Bids, it's DT, also known as Dave Thomas, up in Saskatoon. He's been at camp all day. We're going to get back to him in a bit on the camp front. We've been asking people, and it's been pretty good on the old Capital Ford Lincoln text line, an athlete that just seemed odd in a different jersey. We had Wayne Gretzky in the St. Louis Blues. Bidzy, you went with who?
I went with Wendell Clark was a big one that came up to me because I was a Wendell Clark fan, you know, Maple Leafs, whatever, and him being in the Islanders. Another one, though, that I brought up two other ones in the NBA, and that was Michael Jordan, of course, at the end of his career with the Wizards, and Shaq with the Celtics. A lot of people don't even remember that one.
Yeah, Dylan texted in, and he said, Akeem Olajuwon in a Raptors jersey. I do not remember Olajuwon in a Raptors jersey. Terry texted in, said Darian Durant in a Montreal jersey. Jerry Rice in a Seahawks.
Names?
Maury in a Seahawks jersey. Jerry Rice in a Seahawks jersey. I don't remember that one at all.
Yeah, that was right at the end. It was odd to see him even in a Raiders jersey, but another one was Jeff Garcia. I always think of Jeff Garcia, of course, former CFL, great going to the NFL and then really making a name down there. I just think about him in a 49ers. Maybe a little bit of the Eagles, but yeah.
Okay, so Dave Thomas, what comes to mind for you?
Well, the two, I don't know, Bidwell's making the rules here, so I'm going with two then.
All right.
I would say Ray Bourque in an Avs jersey. Like, even though he won a Stanley Cup, he's always going to be a Boston Bruin to me. And Jeff Fairholme, when he went to the Argos. Fairholme in an Argos jersey just didn't seem right.
I forgot about that one as well. Just like, who was it, KD, that said Jurison in an Argo jersey. That one was... Yeah, so it's all, you can always jump in, 936-6262, Capital Ford Lincoln text line. And I do have to say, I got to own it. Brad texted in, chirping me, I love it. Seriously, saying that Durant had three receptions for 20 yards is torching the Riders. Dressler. Yeah, and it wasn't a Labor Day game. It was a different game there. He runs right up the seam. I pulled it up. It was like 20-yard line to probably 80-yard touchdown. He went right up the seam on the Riders in that Winnipeg Blue Bombers jersey, and it's like, oh, Dressler. Yeah, that one was weird for me. Okay, back out camp. Rider training camp reports all brought to you by Souls Harbor Rescue Mission in Regina, showing compassion and kindness to our neighbors in need. For more information or to donate, see SHRMSK.ca today. All right, Dave, now time. You said it's Saskatchewan. Everybody, you know, is worried and has eyeballs on the quarterbacks. It's Saskatchewan. Everyone wants to know what the head coach has to say.
Yeah, we call this What Matters to Mace. It's brought to you by Quality Tire with 9 locations across Saskatchewan, qualitytire.ca. You're a golfer. I give you this analogy. So you get that brand new driver for Christmas, and you got to wait, and you got to wait, and you got to wait till you can use that. Think about being the head coach of the Saskatchewan, Corey Mace. Is that not where you're at? You get hired back some, 200 days ago or so, and you have to wait before you can finally get on the field.
Yeah. It's like buying your kid a bike for Christmas. Yeah,
exactly.
In Saskatchewan.
Exactly.
It's like, absolutely. Well, this is a cruel joke. Well,
yeah. Today, he was able to finally go ahead, bring the green whistle out, and indeed it was a green whistle that he had on the turf over at Griffith Stadium, and he was able to finally get out onto the field with his charges, and, well, we asked him what it felt like.
You know, this is what you wait for, and not even just myself, the players and all the rest of the coaches. You know, it's been a great offseason, but it's been a long one being away from football, so everybody was excited to be out here today.
Well, Coach, give me your impressions of the first day of camp.
Yeah, I thought the intensity was good. I thought the attention to detail was really good. I thought, you know, from the base level of a rookies coming in, the understanding of what we're trying to get done was pretty high from the meeting rooms, and taking that to the field. Of course, there's going to be, you know, mistakes and stuff like that, but we're okay. We're ready to coach off those.
How has the American acclimation gone, if you will, on day number one?
Yeah, not bad. Again, same world, right? First practice for those guys, and, you know, know, you get kind of locked into football mode when you get out there, and you got to remind the guys subtle details of the CFL game. But that comes with it at every rookie camp. By the time they get really, hopefully felt by tomorrow, but worst case by training camp, you know, they'll be locked and loaded, ready to go.
So right out of the gate, who's impressed you?
A lot of guys impressed me, man. We got a few turnovers defensively from the DBs in the back end. You know, quarterbacks and having the command of the huddles. Obviously, those are something that we're obviously looking at tight. And certainly, I really like the way that the offensive lineman was moving today. So they got some snap and some pop to them. You know, not too many big lugs out there. So that's exciting to see.
Now, where could rookies get some opportunities on this team? Have you identified any areas?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of the spots that we earmark, you know, definitely that left tackle position is something that we're going to be looking at. And, you know, some of these guys out here have an opportunity to make waves and push for a position there. You know, defensively, you know, there's going to be some spots open in the back end. You know, corner spots, there's going to be some competition, you know, necessarily for rookies, but other guys coming in. But even at the linebacker position as well at the wheel spot, you know, we're really excited about Eau Claire, but you know, he's going to be pushed by some of these young guys. So you know, we breed competition in everything we do, so you know, you can't really pull back from that. You got to embrace it and really slug it out, baby.
Now, obviously, there's a wide array of backgrounds, as you would expect with any team, from NCAA to the NFL. It should make for some great battles, right, Coach?
Yeah, it should. You know, we've all seen it. You know, from a staff standpoint, you know, you get guys from big schools or played a while in the NFL, and it's not always conducive to being an excellent player up here. So, you know, I try to, you know, lean on those guys to have them understand that the game's different, and it might have to change the style of their play a little bit. But if they've taken anything from where they were, from big programs or down in the NFL, is the compete level, that definitely translates. So if they're ready to work humbly and bring that, they should be putting themselves in good position.
So personally for you, this was your first practice session as a head coach in the Canadian Football League. What was it like?
Yeah, it was really cool. There was a couple times there I didn't know what the hell to do with myself, Rob. You know, I'm just walking around. I'm used to being a little more hands-on, but it was good to kind of take it in from a wide scope and kind of have input. You know, to this point, I've never been able to watch anything that the offense does during practice, you know, so that was cool to go check out those guys. And, you know, our coaches are doing an outstanding job, and it's showing, it's translating to the team crews.
So what did you do?
I just walk around and take it in, enjoy, you know, taking a couple notes here and there from practice, and just things that I'm seeing, different intangibles and stuff with detail that, you know, you want these guys to take heed to. And, you know, it's good. I love, you know, sitting in the office and listening to the coaches and what they like to do, but seeing, you know, the coaches in action for me is also as much exciting as to see some of the players in action. So it's really good for us as a staff to be out here for the first time, and even better to see these guys out there practicing.
Now, obviously, there's a lot that the players can get out of a camp. What do you want your coaching staff to get out of this?
Yeah, I think the main thing for us is, you know, that I talk to the staff about is investing in these rookies. You know, if rookies coming in and kind of set the floor or the foundation of what we're trying to build. So, you know, the more we invest in these rookies, the rookies are stronger, the floor and the foundation for us to build upon, right? So that's what I'm looking at, is making sure that we're putting the time in with these guys and seeing it translate. I'm telling you, I was pretty impressed with some of the things that these guys were able to do today compared to, you know, years prior and me coaching. So it's good.
Now, maybe going back for a moment to the transition of players from where they were to where they are, how is the transformation of American players going?
It's funny. It's one of those things, you know, everybody gets excited about the American guys that you pick up, but, you know, early in practice here, it's the Canadians. You know, they know the rules of the game, and that's to their advantage. So, you know, everybody's going to have their speed bumps. You know, for some guys who might, you know, be from U Sports, it could be the speed that they're being accustomed to seeing guys that, you know, playing against guys who've been in pro camps before. But there's advantages everywhere. That's the cool part, is to seeing how guys adapt and conquer from that standpoint.
So I guess on day one of rookie camp, your message would be what? How does a young player who has a limited window and an opportunity to stand out, how do they do that?
Make plays, man. This is a production-driven business, right? We all know that. Certainly, there's a lot taken into doing your job that'll show up on tape, but you can do your job and then some. You know, you're standing now.
Yep, then you're standing out. So, head coach Corey Mace and what matters to Mace, our coach's commentary this afternoon on the training camp report.
He was talking about everybody gets all jazzed about the Americans, right, because they're talking about, you know, this guy that might be coming in or this guy here, because I guess they're new and it's the shiny new thing and people get fired up about American football, of course. But he was saying it's the Canadians, really, that have the advantage right now because they know the game. Now, I'm thinking, I wonder if these guys, if you're a fly on the wall with these guys tonight, I would be talking to somebody like we were talking about Catley Joseph before, U of S Husky that's there with them. I would be sitting down after, you know, in the mess hall after you really strap on the old fee bag and chow down. I'd be saying, hey, Catley, so how does it work again? So when he kicked, yeah. So it's 5 yards all the way around him or just in front of him or like, and how the receivers, so they can waggle and they can, this I would think right now, like these guys are just, you know, they're playing catch up, right? They're trying to be sponges.
Yeah, well, and the one on the other side of the ball, conversely, U of R Ram receiver Deshaun Mims, he got all kinds of targets today. And why are you targeted? Because you're in the right spot.
You're so not offside,
yeah,
for one.
Where the quarterback knows where you're going to be, yeah, you're going to get the football thrown your way. And he had a lot of opportunities today and really did well. Did well. And I know that a lot of people took notice of what he did today.
Corey Mace, like let's put ourselves in his shoes, right? For the last few months here, he's come into the absolute pressure cooker that is Saskatchewan as the head coach now. And he's got camp rolling, Griffith Stadium, you know, University Drive there, you go by it. Like Toronto, you're in a place like Toronto or Ottawa, you're driving by and people are like, oh, some guys are out there playing pickup football.
Yeah.
Here, like, the pressure is now real for the fella.
Oh, I think so, but he hasn't wavered in who he is.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what's going to do him well, in the fact that in the brief amount of time that I've had to be around him, absorb his personality, is the fact that he stays true to himself. And that authenticity, I think, is going to take him a lot of places. And you can see it, whether there was fans in the stands that he was talking to. There's a gentleman that brings a beautiful classic car to the side of the field and talks to the coach about it right at the end of the workout. He's got all kinds of time for people. That's what's going to do him well.
He's going to get used. There's going to be classic car guy, and then there's going to be card guy. What? There's going to be a lot of guys.
What kind of classic car are we talking? Like a 57 Chev? We're talking an 88 CRX?
No,
a Velari.
No, it was a Ferrari. What was it? Fairmount? I think it was a Fairmount. It was beautiful. It was
Ford
classic.
Fairlane?
That was what it was. Thank you.
I saw you struggling there.
What the heck kind of
Dave's
car was it?
He's going to give himself a nosebleed here. Hey, I've been to Barrett Jackson. I've been to Barrett Jackson with my dad Ray about 5 times, so I got all there the education go from him. Yeah, he's going to meet all these Saskatchewan people. They're going to come from different walks of life. They're all going to be different characters, right? Mm-hmm. And it's all part of the lovely process that he's going to go through. Speaking of characters, though, Corey Mace is one. He's a jack-up kind of guy. Like, he gets everybody all jacked up and fired up, and I'm sure these guys, I'm sure the practice was it, Dave, like you could feel the excitement, if you will. Guys were ready to already run through walls or whatever Corey Mace wanted them to do.
Yeah, well, after the break, they had a break in the middle, and then they got themselves warmed up again. And after the break, you could hear him say, let's dial up the intensity, something along those lines. And you could hear the players, again, these are rookies, first time they've been on the field with a new coach. Yes, sir. And they were ready to go, and it was like, that is so cool that they've gone ahead and they're buying into what he's selling already.
There's probably some poor rookie that's like, this is as hard as I've ever worked. What am I supposed to dial up? This is it for me, man.
Yeah, I'm maxed.
You say I got to stay 5 yards away from the punt returner? What the heck?
I want you to keep a little Hawkeye there on the side, you fellas up there, on my guy. I'm really rooting for a Joe to make some things happen here.
And you just love his handle. He's got a great handle.
I love his school, his alma mater.
Yeah. The Bronkbusters?
Yeah, Garden City. Bronkbusters. So tomorrow they fire up again bright and early, Dave?
8:30 till noon over at Griffith Stadium is when they'll get going once again.
All right, Dave Thomas, it's been a long day. and now you can go relax and watch. Yeah. Who are you taking tonight? Boston, Florida, and Edmonton, Vancouver. Who do you got?
Oh, I'm a big Canucks fan, man.
Are you?
Oh,
huge.
Good
huge.
To know.
Hey, Tiger Williams is from Weyburn, right? There's the Weyburn right. connection. His brother, the late Len Williams, was my phys ed teacher. So.
Yeah, it'll come and affect it. Tiger Williams also taught Midzi how to skeet shoot in Regina about 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, he's really good at it.
Oh.
He's really good at it. He can run a good gun. He can run a good gun, that guy.
Good, good family. Cape Dense family.
So are you thinking with your head or your heart here? You like
oh,
the
no,
Canucks?
I know the Oilers are going to steamroll us at five because we're down to our seventh or eighth goaltender, but you can dare to dream, Arnold.
And then what about Boston, Florida? Do you think Florida answers?
Florida will answer big time tonight.
Answer. All right, go get some sleep. You're up bright and early. Good job today, Dave.
Get a bucket hat, too. I don't want to see you all sunburned right off the
I know,
top.
I'm telling
because you're going to be toast then for the rest
rookie
of it.
Move.
You're going to be walking around with that zinc on your nose from like one of the 80s surfer movies or something.
Head out into a classic car.
Head out to any of the golf courses, the Willows or Saston Golf and Country Club. They have a bucket hat that you can wear. All of our rider our training camp reports are for Souls Harbor Rescue Mission in Regina, showing compassion and kindness to our neighbors in need. For more information or to donate, see shrmsk.ca today. It is the home of Rider Training Camp, the Sports Cage, and 620 CKRM.